A lot of bad things can happen in the park. Trust me, I'm there all the time.
Pants on.
And there's a lot of bad stuff going on every time that I'm there. And that's why I think Jim messed up his first date with a girl named Rebecca that he wants to call today for a second date update, because he took her on a date to a park and then things got out of control.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing okay, guys. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, man.
Just to clarify, this isn't a park at like 2 in the morning. This is just a normal midday park experience.
Yeah, just a normal midday meetup in a cute city park, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, it still sounds creepy to me, no matter what.
Well, when you meet someone online on Tinder or whatever, sometimes meeting in a public place feels safer and more low-key to get to know somebody before you, like, go have a drink or hang out or whatever.
Yeah, what a coffee shop, though. Hey, as you said Tinder. I met you on Tinder. Meet me in the park. I'll be dressed up as a shrub watching you the whole time.
Well, I just dress like a normal person, not like a tree or anything.
That's weird.
All right. That's not what I'm picturing. So anyway, tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today. You said in her email that her name is Rebecca.
Yeah, so she was, I got there a little early, and I saw her coming towards the park, and like she was even cuter in person, and so I was a little nervous, I'll admit it, but we met up and we talked a little bit. I said, like, do you want to sit down or do you want to walk around and hang out? And we decided to walk around the park. So that's how the date started. We walked around for maybe a half an hour, just like, you know, chatting, getting to know each other. And it was really cool.
And you said she was cuter than her pictures. Are you also truthful in your representation?
Yes. I am not one of those people that have like, you know, a Chris Hemsworth photo on my Tinder profile. It's me. I look like my picture. Yeah.
So what'd you guys do while you're walking around the park? Because that sounds really boring.
I mean, they had to have conversation or something.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation. We just, you know, chatted up about hobbies, like what kind of stuff that we're into. And the cool thing about her is she's like a real adrenaline junkie. She's like really into like almost extreme sports, like skydiving and bungee jumping. She talked about all kinds of like free climbing, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that when you shot in with like, hey, what about having sex in the park in broad daylight? You
what
like doing crazy things. Let's do something crazy right now, you little adrenaline junkie.
You never know what might work. Maybe next time I'll try that.
Yeah, you should have tried that. So you like the fact that she's a risk taker and likes to do all that kind of stuff. I'm guessing you're into that too.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, I've never done any of those things. I'm more of like a low-key, like, just like sit by a fire and drink a beer, hang out kind of outdoorsman. But, yeah, you know, I would be down for it. But I thought it was impressive, you know, like that she's into that and obviously, you know, athletic and sporty. And I thought it was cool.
You weren't intimidated at all by that?
I wasn't intimidated, but it made me feel a little boring. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I couldn't really match her with my experiences. But one thing that I do have going on that I'm pretty proud of that a lot of guys don't is that I'm a pretty good artist. Like, I work sort of semi-professionally doing illustration and stuff.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
And I had some drawings in my bag, and I was like, oh, well, she's into this cool thing, and maybe she would think it would be cool if I showed her some of my art. So that was sort of my, like, try to match her with impressiveness move.
Was she impressed by your art, or did she laugh at it and tell you it was terrible?
No, she didn't laugh at it. I mean, it's hard to tell. It's not like doodling. Like, I went to school, like, I'm a pretty good drawer, and I was showing her a bunch of pencil drawings that I had done that she seemed into, and I was a little nervous. And if you wanted to say, like, is there anything that happened that maybe made the date go a little bit of south, I did. I was like, yeah, like, I really like sketching people. Like, I could sketch you sometime. And she was like, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
did it creep her out, you think?
Well, yeah, because suddenly I was like, oh, my God, she thought I meant, like,
nude.
You know, like figure drawing, like nude sketching, which is not like not what I meant at all. Like, I do these little like 5-minute quick sketches of like people.
Yeah, I feel like if you showed her your stuff and it was pretty good and it wasn't nude drawings, that'd be jumping to a conclusion to be like, this guy's just a pervert and wants to sketch me nude.
I don't know. I mean, I immediately was like, oh no, I didn't mean anything weird by that. Like, you know, you might have seen, like, on TV, nude drawing, but that's not what I was talking about. It would just be, like, it would take, like, 5 minutes, and we could do it, like, right here in this like, cool place in the park. And
Did she laugh at all? I mean, it sounds like an opportunity to have, like, a good chuckle about an awkward moment.
Yeah, she didn't laugh so much.
Okay.
What did she do when you told her that you
could? She was just like, no, that's cool. That's okay. It's kind of how it went, and I was like, oh, okay, that's awkward.
All right. So is that why you think she's not calling you back, because you offered to sketch her?
I mean, that's the only thing. I thought we sort of hit it off, and, you know, we walked around a little bit more after that, and then she was like, oh, I got to go, and I was like, oh, do you want to get a drink? And she was like, no, I have to go, and I was like, it's not, this didn't get weird about the sketching thing, right? And she was like, no, I just have an appointment. And then she left.
That's when you should have whipped out your papers and been like, let me sketch you a drink before you leave. That's a good move, I think.
This is a gin and tonic.
That's not a bad move. I filed that one away.
So she said no to a drink and left. And is that the last thing you've heard from her?
Yeah, I messaged her a couple times. And I thought we hit it off, actually. Like, it was pretty low-key and chill. And I'd love to see her again, but she hasn't gotten back to me.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Hang on.